actually done?
Hello, this is the exotic fan, Al speaking.
I'm just wondering, I'm Henry's, look, I've Henry Lowe's mum.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's absolutely just attacked the shit out of my Ecky to the point where I think he's growing. I cannot deal with Henry anymore. If I bring him in, can she put him to sleep? Because I can't do this anymore.
Just bear with me a second. I'll check if that is...
Little bird's bleeding. She needs the vet ASAP.
Okay. Yeah. Just bear with me a second. I'll pop you on hold and just see. Just bear with me.
Hey. Oh, Jake. She's going to have to go to sleep. I can't afford it. I'm done. Oh, well, I want you to grab her. I need help. No, little bird. No, no, mate. Jake, would you help me, please?
What for?
I'm going to smash you up in a minute. I need help.
What?
Grabbing her.
You grab her.
I need to get the potato up in the car. Sake. I knew this would happen. Come on, mate. Come on. I think you ring up. Oh, she's fucking. I don't know. I don't even know if I can get into the vet. I'm fucking done with Henry. That is it. I don't want him. I'm done.
Thank you for holding there. So I spoke to Dr. Vanessa and she said that with the circumstances we can manage just the straight euthanasia, which would be $150.
That's fine. I can't do it anymore.
That's okay. She also mentioned that if you just give us a moment, we have a client that we might be able to rehome him with. So you can just bring him in, surrender him to us. There's no fee for that. And then we would rehome him with this client potentially. But I would just have to give them a call first. So is that okay with you?
Little Birdie needs the vet. Snapped her wing. She's bleeding.
Yeah, okay. I'll have a look.
She needs the vet. Oh, God.
Okay. And how long would it take you guys to get into the clinic?
Well, I live at Caboolture. I've just got to get her. I think she's going to have to go to sleep too because I can't afford. I don't know what you do with a broken wing. He's snapped it. I can see. It's right under her armpit. She's going to have to go to sleep as well.
So we can definitely have a look at that for you guys. So if you wanted to, I could book the both of them in.
Yes, please.
That'll give me an opportunity to phone this client, and then that way at least we can potentially rehome him. Otherwise, we can go ahead with...
Is he going to go to a good home, though? Like, that's the problem. We don't want him to stress.
Yeah, so we've got one of our large macaw breeders. I don't think he'd be used as a breeding bird, but he's got large aviaries.
And he'll go to a good home?
Yeah, so that's why we wanted to call him first, just to make sure that he could go there, because he would be very, very well kept there. So just bear with me, because I'm going to just get you guys booked in for about 12. That gives you
Is she going to be all right till... Oh, yeah, well, I'll just... It takes me 30, 40 minutes to get there anyway.
Yeah, so... and if you guys came in a little bit earlier, we'd try and work with that. Just bear with me. I'm going to get you guys booked in.
I'd rather euthanize him so he doesn't feel like we've just given up on him, but...
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I understand it.
I've never given up on an animal in my life, but this is too much.
Yeah. So I'll get you guys booked in, and like I said, if we are able to rehome him, we just do that. When you bring him in. And so I'm getting all of that booked in for you guys. If you did want to go through with the euthanasia for the other bird with the broken wing, it would be, as I mentioned, the 150. We can go through all of that. So I've got that all booked in, and we'll see you guys very soon.
Okay, all right.
No
thank
worries.
You.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.